Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're the first.
Okay.
Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimincha. Tati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kiva Shamraim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatcha Tamid Gamraim Bet Tet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geeth Lamcha Penei Zochre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Zion that created the constellation Teumim, the twins, the astrological sign of Gemini. Together, Resh and Zion spell the Hebrew word Raz, which means secret. The gematria of Raz is 207, the same gematria as the Hebrew word Or for light. And the phrases Adon Olam, Master of the Universe, and Ein Sof, the Endless World. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav Tzadiyut Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, V'rav chesed ve'emet, notze chesed la'alachim, notze avon wa'fesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're going to now connect to the year 5777, the year of the goat, by studying two verses that have this energy. We're going to start with the L'shem Yichud, and the first verse that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Baruch Shem Kivod Mahuto Le'olam Vayet. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tei Bidchilu Urkimu Udchilu Udchilu Urkimu. L'yachta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konenehu. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. If we take the first letters of these words, they can be permutated into three words. Tzatzki ach, which represents or translates as appear like brothers. We take the final letters of these words. They can be permutated into two words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that is connecting to the year of the goat, Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheichem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to it. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha-olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha-levim ad kelo tam lacha Yad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La Lahei Wa wa wa, yo la yo ala me, hey hey hey, aka a, reka ha. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitru ba Adonai, yo hey wa hey, ade ad ki biya. Yo hey Adonai, yo hey wahe, tzur olamim. The verse 5775 has three verses that connect to this energy of swallowing death forever. The first verse we study is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The second verse is from 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon. V'halakti item v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. V'kelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the year of peace in the Middle East, the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamili Israel untati vishakan tafta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu bene avlal anoto ta asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And then the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this 15-day of Sivan. Yehuda ben Yaakov Avinu, the progenitor of the tribe of Yehuda, the forefather of all of the Jews. Rabbi Yedida and Redidia, Raphael Chai Abu Lafia, Rabbi Shalom Shekalo, and the eighth verse of the Anabekoach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class from the Parsha of Baha'alotcha. You can find the handout from the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you open up the landing page, it has all of the parashas listed. Scroll down to the Book of Numbers. The third link on the Book of Numbers is the parasha of Baha'alotcha. When that landing page opens up, scroll to section 13, and we will begin with Pasuk 65. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael et ha-Pesach b'mo'ado. Mai v'yasu amar Rabbi Yosei. Ha'itmar kol man de'ach zeh ovada v'tata kadka yehut ka'ilu aved le'a le'ela de'ha b'gine'a itar ha'hu mila kav yakol ka'ilu hu avid Le'yavehayitzmar. The translation. Let the children of Israel also keep the Pesach at its appointed season. He asked, what is keep? It should have said eat. Rabbi Yose said, have we not learned that whoever shows a proper worthy action below is as if he made that above? Due to him, this matter is aroused above, and it is as if he actually made it, as we have already learned. My commentary. In my opinion, keep the Pesach is similar to keep the Shabbat. The Zohar says keep the Shabbat is related to the positive mitzvot. And this is true as well for the Pesach. Eating the Paschal Lamb sacrifice is only one of many positive mitzvot dealing with Pesach. Pasuk 66. Ish, ish, kiye, tame wigomer. Ish, ish, tire zimna. Zamne, amai ela, ish tehu, ish, beitchazen. Bekabela, bishmeta, ila avehu. Pagim bagarmeya tila sharyayo alu shakinta ila'a memtet begin dihu karim dihu mesav leya legarmeya biyadish ish ish tiit chazeng Lemechewe ishrehu Mesaev garmeya Tila ishre ailu Kedusha dilela. The translation. If any man, literally man, or you or your posterity shall be unclean. He asks, why does it say man twice? And he answers, the explanation is that it is a man who is a man and is worthy to receive the lofty soul. Yet he flawed himself, so the supernal Shekhinah does not reside with him. What is the reason? He brought it about by defiling himself. Therefore, it is written, man, which means that he is worthy to be a man, but he caused himself to be defiled. So holiness from above should not be with him. My commentary. The Torah verse partially quoted is leading up to the halacha of Pesach Sheni. Pasuk 67. O benderech rechoka. Daihu chad masra, deinu nekudim, beoraita ukahu, atyan liachaza, mila maid de paderes, rechoka begin de barnash, dehu masiv, garmeya, mesavein, Leia, Leila Kewan, Tim Savin, Leia, Leila Haihu, Pederech Rechoke, Mehahu Atar Viercha, Dizara de Israel, Achidan Beya, Habederech. Rechoka achid teit rachat lemikra lechon ulit keshara pechon kimadiyatun mit keshirin. The translation. Or be on a journey afar off. This is one of the 10 places that have dots in the Torah. They all come to demonstrate something. What is afar off? There is a point above the hay of afar. The Hebrew word is rekokah. It is because a person that defiles himself is made unclean above. As soon as he is made unclean above, he is afar off. Far from the place and the road to which the offspring of Israel are attached. He is attached to a journey afar off. He removed himself from getting close to you, Israel, and to connect with you as you connect. That is why it says, on a journey afar off, with a dot on the hay of afar, to indicate that the intention is on the other side, that is far from holiness. My commentary. In my opinion, the verse needs clarification. many people, including myself, participate in the Pesach Seder. Many but not all participate in Pesach Sheni. This is because we have cleansed much of what connected us to the other side, the negative side, from mistakes committed in earlier lifetimes. This pasuk is explaining that we are truly unable to separate from the negative system and reach true freedom without participating in the Pesach Sheni. Pasuk 68. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Weha Ketiv Ki Yihye, Tamel Nefesh, O Bederech, Rehokadit Chaze, Tirain Milin, Mashma, Diktivo Amar Rabbi Yase. Kan adla mesavin leyakan batar tim savin leya umashma afilu hai oh hai la ishre alu kedusha kilela velaya dun Hayapischa Bazim Nadi Israel Avdin Lea. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, why is it written, shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be on a journey afar off? That seems to indicate that there are two things here, which is understood from the word or. And how can you say that they are one thing, that the uncleanness caused him to be afar off? Rabbi Yossi said, here, when it says unclean by reason of a dead body, it means prior to having been made unclean from above. Here, when it says on a journey afar off, the meaning is after he was made unclean from above, and he stumbled to that journey afar off, which is the other side. It seems that neither the one nor the other will have holiness from above reside with them, and they will not observe the Pesach at the same time that Israel observes it. My commentary. This verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 69. Vihitema habircha tinyana avidi le mitekan karmeyala elakewan demitatki umtakayan karmeya hayarcha Tanya na deme bad Pesach mikan kol barnash demi dakei garmeya midakan lea. The translation. If you wonder whether he observes the Pesach on the following month, even if he does not correct himself, it is not so. It is only after he has purified and corrected himself that he has another month to keep the Paschal Lamb. From here we take it that every person that purifies himself is also purified from above. My commentary. The time frame of 1 month is approximate the majority of the 7 weeks. Pesach Sheni is held on the Omer, counting of Chesed Shibachot, and this is significant, and the students of Kabbalah will understand this. Pasuk 70. Dei tema div darka ila ayatir kaim Archa Tanya Na Lav Hakideha Yisrael Zara Kadisha Diabdu Pis Pesach Bezimnea Nad Lulea Lusi Harau Shimcha Kechaduman Denatil Yisoda Bekad Meta Natil Binyana Mayasoda Late Mayasoda Ila At Tzadika De Alma Ela Yisoda De Even Tava Kada Even Mayasu Abonim Haita Lerosh Ina Behai Hu Even Deshari Alai Ma Mandeshare. The translation. If you will venture to say, that he will find himself on a higher level that second month, it is not so. This is because Israel, the holy offspring that prepares the Paschal Lamb at its appointed time, receive both the moon and the sun, that are Malchut and Zeranpin, together as one. Whoever receives first the foundation receives the building upon it. What is the foundation? Do not say that it is the loftiest foundation of the everlasting righteous, that is Yesod of Zeranpin, but rather the foundation of a precious stone, Malchut, as it is written. The stone which the builders have rejected has become the headstone of the corner. For this is the stone upon which something lies, and that is Zeranpin. My commentary. Participating in Pesach Sheni gives one the lower unity of Zeranpin and Malchut, of Malchut. Pesach itself gives one of the higher unity of the unity of Malchut with Zeranpin, of Zeranpin. The higher unity requires purification from above. This is my opinion. Pasuk 71. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Vadai Kola Natil Afilu Biyarcha Tanyana Aval Aviu Kimand Natil Leya Bezimneya Maita Ma Dad Natil Pisha Bezimneya Natil mitata te'ela vela nachit begin demalin pas kodesh vela moridin vedav denatil vetar zimnea nachit me'ela letata begich shavyan Bekola vela shavyan, Beda salik vela nachit, Beda nachit vela salik, Begin kach mandem dim karev, Pisha bezam nae, Wazim nea shivacha, Yatir it lea. Zakain inun, Yisrael de Zakan, Bekola de Zakan, Peoraita Bekolman de Zake, Peoraita Zakelea, Bishma Kadisha, Zakain inun, Yisrael be alma, deinu alma, piate reia, mehi mana. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, certainly he receives everything, even on the second month. That is, one can acquire, even in the second month, Malchut and Zeranvin together at once, just like in the first Paschal preparations of the Lamb. However, it is not quite the same as if someone partakes of the Paschal Lamb on the designated period. What is the reason? It is because the one who partakes of the Paschal Lamb at its appointed time receives from below upward and does not regress, since we may promote to a higher grade of sanctity, but not degrade. The one who partakes of the Paschal Lamb past the designated time descends from higher to lower. Therefore, even if it is the same in everything, it is not equal, since the one rises to a higher degree, does not descend, and the other descends but does not rise. Therefore, whoever brings the Paschal Lamb at the appointed season is more worthy. Praised are Israel, who are meritorious in every way. They are worthy of the Torah, and whoever is worthy of the Torah merits the holy name. Praised are they in this world and in the world that is coming. The pasuk is clear as it is written. Pasuk 72 is a separate section within section 13. Not just 72, but from now to the end. Pikuda lime'evad Pesach sheni Ali nun dilayakilu Odi istavu Bimsa'avu Achara Iraza De Pesach Razadim hem nuta To Israel Alin Bashalta Benisan Ukden Iuzimna Behedva Ech Yachlin Ilen Dilayakilu Ode Istavu Lemea Vipad Vyarcha Tanyana The translation. It is a mitzvah to make a second Pesach for those who are unable to do the Paschal offering on its designated date, because they were too far away or were defiled by for any other uncleanness. He asks, if the secret of Pesach, which is the secret of faith, into which Israel entered, dominates in the month of Nisan, and then it is the time for rejoicing, how could those who were unable to prepare it on time or were defiled make up for it in the second month, seeing that its time had already passed? And my commentary is that the question is a good one and needs to be asked and answered. Pasuk 73. Ela kewan de ki matatra biaitra ha benisan la ita diat ki traha vitraha binaya talatin yomin bekalinun lamed yomin min yomad nafku Yisrael mit Mipesach Yatva Matronita Bitraha Bekochala Behedva Mandeva Lemecheme le matronita, Yakir lemecheme de rosa, Kariz kol mandela, Yakir lemecheme, matronita yete, Yechme adla in elon tare. Matai Teruza Kariz Biarba Asar Layarha Tanya Nadeha Mitaman Adshiva Yomin Tirin Petihan Mikan Lul Khala Yane Lun Tare Vialda Pesach Sheni. The translation, he replies, once the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, is adorned with its crowns, meaning the Mohin of the first three Sephirot in the month of Nisan, she does not remove these crowns and adornments from herself for 30 days. The matron sits in her adornments all these 30 days, beginning with the day of the Exodus of Israel on Pesach, and all her legions are in a state of happiness. Whoever wishes to see the matron may look, and the proclamation calls. Whoever did not get a chance to see the matron should come and look before the gates are locked. When is this proclamation proclaimed? It is on the 14th day of the second month, since the gates remain open from then for 7 more days following. Following that, they lock the gates. Therefore, they bring a second Pesach. My commentary. In this pasuk, there is a spiritual law that deals with time. The law is, in my opinion, any action in the physical world takes up to a Hebrew month plus 7 days to fully manifest. Pasuk 74. Piku da'ada shechitat ha-pesach zimanu ve'avti re'ya. Pesach Rishon, v'Pesach Sheni, lechol otan, k'mishpatan, utmeim lechayot, nidchim lePesach Sheni, deihu pekuda tilita, tanaim diamoraim, it b'nei nasha. Kecholin tetachara mesitra de Mikael uktulin vechetek desh kegon basar kodesh veinun mesitra de Gabriel kehain de Levi veit benena sha. Ve'inun ke'yomin tavin, ve'inun kadisha kadish kadishin. The translation. This mitzvah entails the slaughter of the Paschal lamb at its appointed time. The following one concerns the first Paschal lamb date and the second Paschal lamb, and cautions us to assume consume them in accordance with their laws. The unclean should be delayed to the second Paschal lamb date. That is a third mitzvah. Tanaim and Amoraim, some people are like pure, mundane objects from the aspect of Michael, and some are like mundane objects that pertain to holiness. For example, holy meat from the aspect of Gabriel. Since Michael and Gabriel are the priest and the Levite, that is Chesed and Geburah, and some people are like holidays, and they are the Holy of Holies. my commentary. This pasuk is esoteric, yet in my opinion it's very clear. It is describing people as a tree of life, consisting of three columns. Pasuk 75. Shekin tahi pesach rishon, mimina besesach pesach sheni, mashmala pesach rishon, mimina detaman, pachma pesach sheni, mishmala detaman, bina ugin devigura, mitavirin. Kol ishen eshin nukrain dinun kekash v'tavan ben legabei ish digura tumeim nidchin lepesach sheni. The Shekhinah is the first Pesach from the right side, and since the first month is from the right column, and the second Pesach from the left, since the second month is the left column, as Nisan and Iyar are Chesed and Givorah. The first Pesach is from the right, where Chachma prevails, since Chachma is in the right column. The second Pesach is in the left, where Bina prevails, since Bina is in the left column, in Givurah, which is in the left column. All foreign fires are removed, which are like straw and chaff, in relation to the fire of Givurah. Therefore, the unclean are delayed until the second Pesach. My commentary. The Pasuk is explaining the mirror images of upper and lower. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? There will not be classes tomorrow, Friday, for Shabbat. But on Saturday at 6 p.m., we will do Havdalah. Please join us. And at 7 p.m., we will do a Zohar class for the next parasha. Sunday morning, we will continue our classes on the goodness of the land. That's at 10:30 West Coast time. At 3 o'clock West Coast time, we'll continue our classes in Lashon Hara, in learning how to speak properly and without evil intent. I wish you all a good Shabbat and a good week with much peace. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.